Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Whenever you hear those coins a-clinking and you hear that little Pink Floyd money tune, you know
money,
Emerald
honey.
Coast Coins is here. Stephanie Dawson is here with Emerald Coast Coins. Nice to see you this morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Tell me what's happening in the world of money, honey.
Oh, my goodness. So lately, I guess the past week or so, things have kind of slowed down a little bit. Which is great. That's totally fine. It gives us a chance to catch up.
Okay, good. Because you've been busy, busy.
We have been busy, busy.
Months.
And I say we're slower. Are we really slower? Not really. Like, we're still, like, going from the time we open till the time we close. But I feel like not as many people are waiting to talk to us.
Gotcha. Okay, there you go.
So that's a good thing. So it's been fun the past couple of weeks. You know, gold and silver, I want to say they've kind of leveled off a little bit. When I was here a couple of weeks ago, it was a little bit higher than it is now. Gold today is like $4,730-ish, and silver's been teetering around 76. Yesterday it was like $78. So, you know, it's been teetering just under that $80 mark for
but
the
silver. But that's still high silver.
It's still so high, and I talk about that with my customers all the time. They're like, oh, well, it came down. I'm like, yes, but if we think prospectively where it was, like when you bought your silver, if they're selling or buying or whatever, you know, in the 90s, when silver was like $7 an ounce or, you know, whatever, like it's so much better.
Oh, for sure. Now, when you talk about that, I was thinking about this the other day because my mom and my grandparents, they used to have all, I mean, silver was the thing. People had silver bowls and serving dishes and all that kind of stuff. And of course, the silver hand-me-down heirloom silver culinary collection.
Yeah, the flatware and stuff.
Flatware, thank you. That's what I was looking for. So now, what about those types of things? Can you actually trade those in now for this price level? Is that how it works, or am I totally not understanding how it works?
So that kind of stuff, platters and flatware and anything that's marked sterling, first off, it'll be marked sterling.
It'll be marked sterling, of course.
Which will be 92.5% of that price.
Because some of this stuff is 50 years old.
Yep.
I mean, been around a long time or more.
True, so true. But they also silver plated way back then. They silver plated like 1700s, 1800s, they were silver plating. So
really?
It's not a new thing.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yes.
I would have thought that was a more modern thing.
You would have thought, right?
Yeah.
But no, they were silver plating even back then. So, so that's why, like, when they made something that was silver, sterling silver, like, they were proud of it. They marked it.
Okay.
Whether here, like, you know, sterling, 925, over in England, they have certain little hallmarks.
The little S's and the little, there's a little.
Like a lion or a crown or, you know, things like that to let us know it's sterling. So yes, technically you can trade it. Yes, we buy that stuff. You can trade it in for, you know, cash or check, whatever we have.
And is that done by ounce?
So we weigh it in grams. Like, I can convert it to ounces.
That's okay,
fine. But we weigh it in grams, and we pay a percentage of what it would essentially melt for. Because
I see.
Because
that's
we don't resell. That's So we don't resell that stuff. So everything's a percentage. Just like with our gold and silver jewelry that we buy. It's just a percentage of what it melts for, because that stuff's not something we resell.
And how is that percentage determined?
By my brother. Not really.
So no, I was just curious.
He is the math person. No.
I see.
It's determined, the percentage is determined by how much we're going to get paid when we take it to the refinery.
I see. Okay. That makes sense. I gotcha. Okay.
So whatever the refinery pays us, we obviously base off of that. There's going to be a little fudge factor in there too, because just because something says it's sterling or 14 karat gold or whatever doesn't mean it's going to melt at that exact 92.5% or 58.5%.
Right.
So everything.
But the pricing right now, it's probably, if you're thinking about doing it, this would be a good time.
Still a good time.
Still a good time.
Still a good time.
And how are we doing with gold?
Gold's been good. I mean, good and steady, man. I mean, like, we're like, it's been fun. I have a lot of people who like the smaller stuff right now, which is fun. I have lots of small stuff. And when I, when I say small stuff,
I was going to say, what do you mean by small stuff?
When I say small stuff, I'm talking about like little 1 gram bars. Like it's a tiny, you know, we think gold bars, we think of like the Italian job, you know, like a brick, right?
Yeah, the big bricks.
but like they go down to a tiny little gram, so tiny that they come into like a, almost like a credit card size thing. So thank goodness you can't lose it. But if you take it out, it's a lot easier to lose. So 1 gram, like a, you know, or gold backs, like people are into the gold backs now. They just released a quarter gold back, which we've talked a little bit about the gold backs before. It's a thin layer of gold.
Yeah, I was going to explain what that is.
Yep, so it's a thin layer of gold, and they like put this beautiful picture on it. And there, and I cannot tell you all the states right now, but there's like six or seven states that have put out goldbacks to use it like as a bartering system. So like some places here in town, you could go in and say, like, I have a $5 goldback. Well, this $5 goldback's worth, you know, $60. And they'll trade you $60 worth of goods or whatever.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
Excuse me. But so the goldbacks are another big thing right now. Mm-hmm. And the quarter ones just came out, and they're like less than $3 each.
Really?
Yeah. They're super cute and tiny.
Well, that might make a good gift.
Great gifts.
Okay.
I think great gifts. Great
especially
gifts.
Especially for little graduations.
Graduation
and
gifts.
Yeah.
You know, something gold, you know, Mother's Day is coming up in, gosh, what, a couple of weeks?
Gosh, I know. Sneaking up on us already.
I know.
And then Father's Day right
and
after
Father's
that.
Father's Day is right after that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the dads probably like it. It's always all the goldbacks have ladies on it.
Mm-hmm.
The pirate lady is a $5 one. She's the Florida one, and she's pretty nifty.
A pirate lady.
Yes.
Now, how much would that cost?
Off the top of my head. Probably $50-$60 range.
Okay,
I don't know.
So they're not cheap.
No, they're not. They're not cheap.
No, okay. Because
it's still gold.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Well, I loved her son was here last week and gave me a gold quarter,
gold
and I thought that
quarter,
was
yeah.
So talk about those a little bit because I thought that was really neat.
So the gold plated quarters are something that an aftermarket place had done. Like, you know, they just bought a whole bunch of quarters, dipped them in gold. You can find them like platinum plated, so even silver plated.
Mm-hmm.
And they would sell them for like a little set for like $20. They're not worth $20. They're worth face value.
Right.
Still worth a quarter. For him, it brightens his day and he gets to give away gold quarters to people.
It's just the neatest thing. I just love it. I just think it's so, I just thought it was cool. I have never seen that before. And I have to admit, I have been around a while. So that's okay. There's something going around. I've been coughing all week.
Yep.
So you're okay.
So sorry,
you're in the right place. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. We're talking with Stephanie from Emerald Coast Coins. She has so much knowledge about this whole area that as many of the listeners have been with us for a while, I've gotten completely hooked on this whole topic. I'm totally in now. Didn't know a thing about it when I first got here, except that my dad used to collect a little bit. But if you have a question about coin collecting, the value of coins, or maybe money or currency and that kind of thing, that's what they do. And she's our expert here on the expert panel this morning. So text your question in. There are no dumb questions. 850-437-1620. I promise you, I lead the way with the dumb questions.
You're so funny. Yeah,
but really, it's so interesting to me.
Every question's a good question because that means you're still learning.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great, and, yes. And I find all of this fascinating because it's a world that I don't know. And
yeah.
And that's what I love about all the guests that come on the show because I have roofing people who know everything. I don't know anything about roofing.
Me either.
Yeah, so
right?
Christina was on this morning from the Leavenworth team, you know, at Leaven
yes.
Rinky, and she's talking about real estate.
So
we had kind of an interesting 101 about all kinds of different things that,
yeah.
that they say words that I think everybody should know, and I don't know.
Like, some, what? That
yeah,
means
yeah.
something?
Yeah, oh, okay.
Okay.
So that's the same as with Emerald Coast Coins, and you can learn so much. We use coins every day.
Every day.
It's a part of our life.
It
and
is
then we just
of
sort of take them for granted and
we
the
really
value
do.
Of it and when you think about it.
We really do. Coins are, I didn't know anything when I started this. So dad and his
Your
friend.
Your dad was the one that was.
Dad and his friend opened the shop. It'll be 24 years this year.
Wow.
And I started in 2009.
See, and I would never think, and please don't take this the wrong way, but I would never think of a coin shop as doing that well. Do you know what I mean? Like, you
I
wouldn't think that
that
would.
So much.
Really?
Like, really, I do hear that a lot. And people are like, like coin shops? Like, isn't that like an older generation
Yeah, you think of it
thing?
As something of the past.
Right. But no, like, the kids, like, the grandparents have instilled it in their kids and, you know, their grandkids. And so it's a continuing hobby throughout history.
No doubt.
It's always going to be a great hobby. And, you know, we all thought, like, really, coins? But, mm-hmm. man, they stick around.
Well, every time I drive, they're on Creighton Road in their shop, and I drive by there quite often. And every time I drive by, your parking lot's full.
Super true. Even though, so I said we're slowed down, but we're still very busy.
Yeah, no kidding. So what is keeping you busy these days?
A lot of people have been selling these past week or so, which is, you know, it's fine. That's what happens in this world, as with a lot of, you know, just ebbs and flows. Some days are buying weeks and some days are selling weeks. It's been a selling week for us.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been buying and selling. Selling more than buying, or buying more than selling. And it's been fun. It's always fun. We had customers come in from, like, out of town. You know, like, there's a lot of people who will come for vacation, and they, like,
oh,
will
no kidding.
Search out the coin shops.
Well, there are conventions, too, and trade shows and things like that all the time as well, right? poured stuff. She's got this. She's got the crud that's going around here.
I am trying so hard, you guys. I'm so sorry. Yes, we have like coin shows and stuff. The next one will be, I think, in May in Biloxi.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to like coinzip.com and look it up. And it'll tell you when the next coin show is locally.
Okay, very good. So Emerald Coast Coins is located on Creighton Road. You can't miss it. You can go to their website or Facebook pages. And I like to go to your Facebook because people will post things there. You'll see you can always text in on there and take a picture of a coin that you want to get assessed. They'll take a look at that, and that's always really helpful too.
Definitely. Now, if I don't answer the Facebook, call me, 850-473-1515, and be like, hey, I sent a picture to Facebook. Can you please check it out for me? I don't want to drive from Alabama.
Right.
If it's like just a quarter.
Yeah, and that makes it really, really easy. Mm-hmm. So one of the things, too, that's fun is if you're not a collector, but if you ever get a chance and you just want to stop by the shop, they have a whole showroom. It looks like a jeweler's showroom because the clear cases and you see all these different
coins. Or museum,
coins. Yeah. Yeah, museum. Yeah. There's lots of different coins and currency. But one of the things that I like is I actually do go there and buy some unique gifts. I think it's really fun. When someone has a graduation and you can give them a coin with their year of their graduation.
Yes, it would be like the Silver Eagles. And those are, like right now, probably a little over $80 each.
Yeah, they're
and
not
you get a little case
cheap.
To put them in that says congratulations, graduate or graduation.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was going to have you, I don't know if you remember, but last time you were on the show, I was going to have you look up, the coins from basically my high school graduation.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
I wanted to try to see if I could find that.
I remember that, yeah.
So we'll have to, researching that, right? Because I think that would really be fun to be able to get my classmates, even if it's just a penny or something, but with the date from my graduating year.
Yes, exactly. We'll still working on that. But yes, that's going to be so fun.
Yeah, because you can do birthdays, you can do special dates, anniversary dates.
Anniversary dates. We talk about Mother's Day and Father's Day, like Mother's Day, like a widow's mite. We talk about widow's mites for Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Now, what are those, in case someone doesn't know what that is?
Widow's mite is, you know, from the biblical times. When all the kings were giving just a tiny little bit of what they had, the widows gave everything they had, which was just a couple of little mites, little pieces of copper, basically.
Wow. Okay. That just intrigues
me. Powerful.
Yeah, that's really something.
Yep.
So that's a neat little gift. I do like the silver eagles. I think that's a lot of fun.
I love the silver eagles. They're so pretty. And they've been around since 1986 is when they first started.
Okay. But if you want to go further back than that, that's the kind of neat thing. And especially around here, because you all have the advantage of being in this area, since this is the oldest settlement in the United States.
It is.
Then these things do get found occasionally, right?
They do.
Little treasures.
They do. There's certain places that people can find stuff. There's a lot of places you're not allowed to go look for stuff.
Right.
But yes, you can find old things. Mm-hmm. Just kicking around in your yard sometimes, just depending on, like, if you have family property that's been around for generations, you're going to find something there, mm-hmm. for sure.
Interesting. So whenever if you decide you're going to re-landscape, make sure you got somebody out there taking a look at the dirt.
That's it. Get somebody with a metal detector, man.
No kidding. Well, I was curious, too, about Palafox Street with all this. And I was wondering if they've got the archaeology people out there.
I think they do. I think they have the archaeology people out there probably looking for all
kinds
of stuff.
From UWF, no doubt.
Yeah.
But yeah, because there got to be. I would imagine. The deeper you dig.
Yeah, the more you're going to find.
Absolutely. Talking with Stephanie Johnson with Emerald Coast Coins. And Stephanie has been with them for quite some time. It's a family-run business, over 20 years, I believe, have y'all been in business?
Yes.
And as long as she stays alive today.
I know, right? Oh, my gosh.
Bless your heart. I feel bad. I understand.
Right.
I've been just doing the same thing yesterday. So
I have a voice today, so I'm going to be thankful for that.
There you go.
Because I have not had a voice all week long.
There you go. So what are some of the other things you have? We always want to make it clear on this show that you're not a pawn shop. So
not
it's
a
not
pawn
like
shop.
You bring in and do all that kind of stuff. But
no.
You do take jewelry.
I do take jewelry. So we'll talk about our hours. Our hours are Monday through Friday. Monday and Friday, we're open until 5 o'clock. The middle of the week, we close at 4. We open at 9 a.m. every day.
Mm-hmm.
We started closing in February for lunch from 12:30 to 1 because we needed a break.
Right, of course. Well, that makes perfect sense. So if you wanted to find out more about coins and then they wanted to come in and sort of look around, they'll actually take the coins out and they'll show them to you. And her brother is an expert on the currency, which I think is interesting.
He is an expert on the currency and the foreign coins.
Mm-hmm.
I've been getting better
yes.
at that stuff, but he's still the expert. I almost made him come today.
Oh, well, he needs to come in. We've been talking about that because he has knowledge about a lot of the, as I was talking about a couple weeks ago, I do have a collection of some money from the Union.
Before the EU
was established, old lira and pesos and things like that. I don't know that it has much value at this point.
Typically, they don't.
But it is kind of, I suspect after a while it might.
Maybe. They made a lot of that stuff. So we have
maybe
coin books for centuries
mm-hmm.
for the foreign coins. They don't have every foreign coin in there. And the millions and billions they've printed of these coins, it's crazy.
Yeah. Well, now I'm looking on your Facebook page, and I had to laugh because there was a post back in February, but it was pretty cute. It looks like a big German Shepherd.
Yeah, it is a big German Shepherd. That's
sitting
Archie.
Sitting over the counter. Who is that?
That's Archie. That's Jennifer, who works with us, that's her baby.
Uh-huh. He comes over some dollars, it looks like.
That's it. He, since Dad's retired, he comes to work most every day now. Archie does.
Mm-hmm.
Since Dad and Duncan retired. And so he was just waiting to help people. I love that picture.
Great.
He's literally the cutest boy ever.
Yeah. Well, he's a big German Shepherd.
He's
got
big.
His paws on top of the counter, and he's looking down at the dollar bills, looking like he's getting ready to make a purchase.
Yeah. And we've had, and like, so we're obviously we're animal friendly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you can bring your dog in
if you
want to.
You can bring your dog in. We had somebody bring in a pet bird the other day.
Oh, isn't that something?
Shut the front door. It was so adorable. It had a little like leash around it.
Well, they live a long time.
Yeah.
Some of those depends on the breed, of course.
This is a little cockatiel.
Yeah. Do they have personality?
Oh, my gosh.
I love some of the videos that are on YouTube
over
the cockatiels. Oh, my goodness.
And we have, like, and people bring in their dogs. Somebody has a snake, and I'm like, bring in your snake. I'm pet friendly.
Yeah, no, well, we're not snake friendly in this studio. Thank you.
I am snake friendly.
Be careful what you wish for now. You never know.
Listen.
Okay, we've got a few minutes left here. If you've got a question, we're talking with Stephanie with Emerald Coast Coins. All you have to do is text in your question at 850-437-1620. We've talked about the gold and silver prices, and we've talked a little bit about some gift ideas. What are some of the trends that you're seeing right now as folks are coming into the store? Well, it's springtime, so what does that typically mean?
Well, springtime, not too, well, I would say spring cleaning. Mm-hmm. And when people are spring cleaning, they're looking for errors
mm-hmm.
or they're looking at their coins. And I would just reiterate, you know, if you have questions, come in and ask. Like I said, we're here for information. Don't trust AI and don't trust the internet.
Right.
Because it's not always truthful.
Well, that's one of the things we were talking about with the AI. She was talking to me before we went on the air about how everything is just really a little bit untrustworthy, particularly when you're talking about buying and selling items. Be careful about that.
With
definitely
everything,
do your research because let's say you post something on AI and it's a photo of a coin that you have, and then it might come back with either an like an outrageous amount or maybe something
undervalued
that's
undervalued.
Yeah. So that's why you have the expertise that Steph and the family have over at Emerald Coast Coins. You can take that same coin or a piece of money in and get a real estimate based on the current prices.
Definitely.
Just beware of AI in that sense.
Just beware of that, like the YouTubes. Like, you know, is there great information out there? Definitely, for sure. Is it always correct? Not always. You know, and like I said, I'm still learning too. You know.
Well, you've also warned many occasions to not.
That's true.
Buy the late night ads that you see on television or on your Facebook page or whatever. Don't buy into those, right?
Yeah, exactly. Because what they'll sell for like a couple hundred bucks, I'll sell for probably half of that.
Right. So you definitely want to get an in-person estimate and you could order things for people too, right?
We can do if they're looking for something specific, we can try to find it for them, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I can't guarantee that we will, but I will definitely help them look for it.
Well, what I would think for me, that would give me confidence in what I was purchasing because I'm assuming that you would use a legitimate
Exactly.
house.
There's there's a whole group resource. Of us that we get together and try and find things for each other.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. So there's a network.
Yes, that's the word.
There you go. That's great. We're talking with Stephanie. She is with Emerald Coast Coins, and as you can hear, as they say in the South, bless
your heart.
No, it's even better than that. Bless your little pee-pick and heart.
Yes, that's me today.
So there is some, definitely take care of yourselves, guys, because there's definitely some, I call it the crud that's going around here in Pensacola.
Yes.
But hopefully you'll feel better soon. But in the meantime, if you've got a question about coins, got a few minutes left, 850-437-1620 here on Pep Talk. She is our coin expert for sure. And, you know, your location is right there on Creighton Road. It's very easy to get to. This is a great time to buy graduation gifts.
Get it now.
Yeah, because this is such a good time to do that.
I mean, graduation's coming up right around the corner. Graduation, Mother's Day, Father's Day, start working on that stuff now so you're not doing it last minute.
That's right. Because 2026, probably you're starting to sell out of some of those things, right?
We'll run low and then we'll order more. We'll be able to order 2026 up until probably October, November, and then it'll be way difficult to get that stuff.
Well, if you can, yeah. I'm going to preface this by saying, if you can talk, can you talk a little bit about some of the unique things that you have that are fun for kids? Or the adults that are still kids?
Fun to look at in general. Mm-hmm. My Athenian owl is an ancient coin. It's a 400 BC coin.
That's amazing to me that you have something from 400 BC that's not in a museum.
Right. Pirate money, I call it. Spanish cobs. Those are from like the 16, 1700s. Mm-hmm. Those are cool things to just look at in general.
Right.
Like we have things, you know, just to look at in there. I have a fossilized coral for people to look at. And
fossilized coral as
a big old huge rock.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Wow.
It's just for display. It's just for funsies. Mm-hmm. But so there's something in there for everybody.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah.
Meteorite. I have a meteorite slice.
Do you have the collection books? That's how I got started. My dad gave me a collection.
We have the little Whitman collection books. We'll be getting the new red books in, which I tell everybody they should get because that will help you learn more about coins.
What's
a
red book?
It's a coin book of all the American coins that have been made.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
That's
pretty
neat.
We should get those here in the next couple of weeks. So
that sounds pretty fun. So that could be a great gift, too, for a youngster if they're looking for something different to do. Because you might have a kid that maybe isn't into sports or is a little more intellectual, perhaps, or somebody that is a collector and you can tell.
I have
collecting
some,
coins is really
it
fun.
It is. I have some customers that have been coming in since they were like 10, 11 years old.
Oh, really?
And they're adults now.
Wow. Yeah. That's great.
It's been great. It's so fun to watch them grow up. Yeah. It makes me feel really old, but it's fun watching them grow up.
No, it's wonderful. So when you're at the store and you've got people coming in, and what's a typical day like?
Open at 9, and it usually is a little slow. It picks up after lunch.
Typically,
it picks up after lunch.
Mm-hmm. And nowadays, I guess with the spring cleaning, you're seeing lots of jewelry being turned
in. Lots of jewelry being turned in. People are getting ready to go on vacation. They want that extra money.
Well, when I'm going through my jewelry, give me some tips on what to look for. How do I distinguish what's worth bringing in and what's not?
I always say run a magnet over it first. If it picks up with a magnet, it's not good.
Oh, smart. I never would have thought of that. That's really smart. Okay.
And then I can teach you how to look for marks, but come in and talk to me or somebody. We can show you what to look for.
So if you see some things and you're thinking, well, maybe this has some value. One of the things that I had inherited, which I'm sure some people will smile when I say this, back in the day, charm bracelets were really popular.
Some of those are
and I have silver and gold charm bracelets from my mother and grandmother still. And I've been reluctant to give them, them in because it is such sentimental value. But I have a sneaking suspicion they probably are pretty valuable because the bracelet itself is heavy gold. And then all the different charms that were put on it, I know that they bought them as gifts and received them as gifts.
Those add up.
Yeah.
Those charm bracelets add up because none of us wear them anymore. But
no,
we all
of course
hold
not.
Sentimental value.
Yeah, they're beautiful, but I would suspect that they might have a lot of value. Things like that, you just never know.
Yeah, exactly.
And it might be worth it. And they could come in and just get an estimate and not necessarily give it up either, right?
I never am like pressure. I'm not a pressure person. You're here. I'm here to help you.
Okay. So we're talking with Stephanie Dotson, Emerald Coast Coins. Give us all your info again, your hours, first of all, because they're a little
Monday
different.
Monday through Friday. Monday and Friday, 9 to 5. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 9 to 4. We close for lunch from 12:30 to 1 every day.
Okay.
1811 Creighton Road, 850-473-1515. So sorry about all the coffee.
Oh, sweetie. Just take care of yourself and go to that urgent care. See if you can get a little extra antibiotics and steroids for that.
Thanks so much.
All right, sweetie. Thanks for coming in. I appreciate you coming in, and even when you weren't feeling too good. We have to get your brother in next time.
We'll work on that.
Okay. This is Pep Talk. Thanks again to Stephanie with Emerald Coast Coins.